Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. In Mount Shasta today, I was here with my spiritual group last week, and I'm having so much fun, I've decided to stay a few more days and do my shows from here. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual radio and metaphysical radio shows in the world, with over 250,000 listeners in over 200 countries. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I'm broadcasting again today from Mount Shasta, and I've had some really amazing experiences. Parts of Mount Shasta is now in the fourth and fifth dimension, and the vibrations are very, very high, much higher than they were last year. I'll be going into those experiences in just a few minutes during my first hour. And during the first hour of my show, my good friend, Plitian Admiral Halosaurus, will be coming on the show today to share his wisdom with humanity. He'll also be on my show tomorrow on Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. Pacific time, out of my show out of the San Francisco Bay Area. He's in a large mothership about 30,000 to 40,000 feet above Mount Shasta right now, and I'm so happy he'll be coming on the show with me. We experienced many miracle healings on this trip during the past week, with one gentleman from Bellingham being completely healed of a lot of hip injury pain he had had, and everyone was healed in some way, either on a physical or a spiritual level for the trip. And I'll be going over that too in a few minutes. I'd like to play, if we can, Eric, Scott McKenzie, just the first 20 or 25 seconds now, and then I'll continue with my show. Thank you so much, Eric. That's great. I just wanted to start off this segment with that little, of course, that song from 1967, Scott McKenzie, about San Francisco. On Saturdays now, in addition to my wonderful show here on KKNW, I'm broadcasting online on BBS Radio, and Admiral Halosaurus will be coming on, will be coming on my show tomorrow, and I hope you can listen to that. If you'd like to listen to my show tomorrow, please go to either https://bbsradio, that's boyboysamradio.com/out-of-this-world-radio, or just go to www.bbsradio.com and click on the purple button for BBS Radio Station 1 anytime during the show from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. After the show, the program will also be available on my website at www.out-of-this-world-1150.com under past guests at the top of the webpage. If you don't have a computer, no problem. You can also listen to the show using your phone at either 701-719-4207. I'll repeat that number, 701-719-4207. Or you can dial area code 712-775-6619. Again, I'll repeat that, 712-775-6619. If you're overseas, you can also use Skype to access the show with this address, BBS Radio. Anyway, I hope you can listen tomorrow. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Within a month, I'm also expanding my show to Vienna, Austria, Miami, Florida, and Phoenix, Arizona. The Vienna show will start broadcasting on Monday, July 20th at 7 p.m. Central European Time on Radio Soul International, which covers most of Austria and by the internet into Switzerland and Germany. And it'll be in both English and auf Deutsch and German. And to my new listeners in Austria, Switzerland, and Germany, willkommen nach Austria. Von der Welt Radio Österreich. So I hope you'll enjoy it. It'll be focused on spiritual enlightenment and spiritual people in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, and I hope you'll enjoy it. The Miami show out of Florida will broadcast at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN, and will be on five FM stations and two AM stations. It will reach the entire state of Florida with a 50,000-watt signal from the Florida Keys to the Georgia border. The start date for the show has not been determined, likely be on a Wednesday or Thursday, but I'll let you know as soon as I'm on the air in Miami. Finally, I've been also asked to do a show in Phoenix, Arizona on KFNX on Saturdays. I'll probably start broadcasting by the end of the month on that program, and I'll let you know the details as soon as they're worked out on the air, which should be soon. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Together, I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. If you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March of this year, the entire conference is now available on Crowdcast for just $50. If you'd like to sign up, please go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com and just click on the live stream tab button. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to listen to some of the world's most famous and wonderful spiritual healing people and UFO people, including Simon Parks, Alex Collier, who's a famous ET contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy, James Redfield, the famous author of the book Celestine Prophecy back in the 90s, Michiko Hayashi, of course, I've talked about her many times with the beautiful work she does for the Immortal Peace Project, and of course, Professor Jerry Pollack on the Forest Phase of Water, as well as myself and many others. I'd like for everyone to please send lots of love and light to Professor Pollack. He had some health issues recently. I think he's much better now, but if you could send him lots of healing love and light, that would be great. I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul in Kirkland, Washington, for their wonderful support, as well as my wonderful friends Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Louise in Bellevue, Washington, Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jim in London, England, Dan and Ursula and Manuela in Switzerland for all their help, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and Tom Palladino, and of course Michiko Hayashi and the Emoto Office, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness to make this world a much better and happier place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 200 countries with over a quarter of a million listeners. I want to tell everyone, too, I'm giving away free advertising to all businesses. Help them get back on their feet. If you'd like some free advertising for your business, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website and provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course, KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email anytime to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me in the United States at 509-750-9793. And I'll repeat that. 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. And I'll repeat that, 1-888-879-8339. I've extended my special, and it costs just $50 for a one-hour reading. If you'd like a good reading to talk to your relatives or family who've passed on or contact your spirit guides and get some good advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. My trip to Peru has been postponed tentatively to October 10th through the 28th, 2020, and I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit some of the world's most spiritual places, including Machu Picchu, Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pisac in the Sacred Valley, Puno and Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines and Paracas on the coast, beautiful coast of Peru on the Pacific Ocean, which has a museum of hybrid human and extraterrestrial skulls. At Lake Titicaca last January when I was there with my group, we were at the southern end of Lake Titicaca in a place called Amarumuro, which is a stargate going into Agartha in the hollow earth. When we walked up to this rock cliff, we kept hearing the beautiful voices of young children and young adults singing. And we thought there was another tour group out there. As it turned out, they were actually singing to us from the fourth and fifth dimensions because they weren't around. They kept singing the whole time we were there, and they were welcoming us to the Stargate. As we gathered around this Stargate, which was a rock cliff with a chair in the rock, we put our hands on the rock and all the rocks started turning into jello. And one gentleman, my good friend Tom from New Jersey, was able to see through the rock into Agartha, in the hollow earth. It was an amazing experience. We also had several condors flying overhead at the same time. We saw Sasquatch markers everywhere. And finally, we saw a ship, a big Pleiadian mothership from Admiral Halosaurus, hovering above us as well. So it was an amazing experience. When we go to Peru this October, I'm planning a camping out there again. But this time, I think we will be able to walk into the hollow earth and visit Agartha. So if you'd like to visit Agartha, please come along on the trip. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. In addition, we'll be meeting local Inca shaman who will be giving healing sessions for those who want it, and with a possible side trip to Rainbow Mountain. Rainbow Mountain in the Andes Mountains in Peru is one of the world's most beautiful mountains, with stripes of reds, orange, yellows, and other beautiful colors right in the mountain. It's just amazing. For those who like to visit the Amazonian jungle, there is an option as well to visit the jungle. So just let me know if you'd like to go. The cost is only $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. Psychic readings will also be available. And I'll also be giving free classes on contacting the ancient Inca. My spiritual brother is an ancient Inca, and he'll be guiding me on the trip. And I hope you can come. Before we start, I'd like to, if we could, play a Citragata. That's the sound of a Pleiadian craft taking off. Eric, if you could play that now, just real quick for the first minute or so, that'd be great. Thank you. That is an actual recording done of a Pleiadian beam ship visiting Billy Meyer just outside Switzerland. I actually visited Billy Meyer's place in November of 1994, there's a spiritual center there called the Samaji Silver Star Center, just outside Zurich. If you go, it's only about 45 minutes to an hour outside Zurich. It's very easy to get to, but that's an actual recording of a Pleiadian beam ship flying off. It's a shuttlecraft. It was the new model then that is able to go into other dimensions, and several scientists did an analysis of that sound, and they could not replicate it. It was just impossible to replicate. I don't even know if people could replicate it today even, but they do have craft that goes into other dimensions. There was a book I got back then. I remember back in the 70s. By Wendell Stevens, called UFO Contact from the Pleiades. And there were actually pictures in the book of a Pleiadian mothership transversing dimensions. And it went to the edge of this universe into the next universe, which is called the Dahl universe, the D-A-L universe. The Dahl universe is a lot like this universe here, but there are significant differences, and the Pleiadians do travel there frequently. I'll be bringing on Admiral Halosaurus here in just a few minutes, and if you have any questions for him, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can do this while I'm on the air today or afterwards as well. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Again, that's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I want to go briefly into the other inhabitants of Mount Shasta and then get to Admiral Halosaurus, who's waiting to come on the air. The amazing thing about Mount Shasta is that you always see lots of Sasquatch. We see the footprints, which are just huge. They are about the double the size of length anyway of human footprints. They always enjoy their white frosted cinnamon rolls. Although this year when we were there, they seemed to be on a health kick and they wanted apples. So I know several people put out apples. They seem to like the apples a lot. And the thing that I noticed last year too is that if you burn the cinnamon rolls, they don't eat them. I guess they're a little finicky, but anyway. So if you do go to Mount Shasta, only bring the organic white frosted cinnamon rolls. They like that the best, or organic apples. They don't like chemicals, and they don't like GMO food. They're very benevolent. In September of 1977. There was a lady who came on my trip to Mount Shasta, and she'd been crippled for about 25 years. She walked with crutches and couldn't get around without a wheelchair or assistance. And one night she was camping with our group in September of 2017, and the Sasquatch surrounded her van, and they asked her telepathically if she'd like a healing for her legs, and she said yes, she would. So what happened then is that an extraterrestrial craft from the hollow earth appeared above her van. They shot a beam of light like Star Trek to the top of her van. The van opened up, and at the top, she was beamed aboard the craft. The craft was from Telos underneath in the hollow earth, and she was given a new set of legs. She was then transported back to her van. The top of the van was sealed up. She woke up the next morning. I think I've told this story before, but she woke up the next morning, and she was running around the campsite yelling at the top of her lungs, "They healed me, they healed me." And I don't approve of people that come on my trips, I don't recommend they use drugs or anything. So I came up to her and I said, "Look, we don't allow drugs on this trip." Her name was Tammy. I said, "We don't allow drugs on this trip." She says, "I'm not on drugs. I got healed." So she told me this whole story. And since that time, many people have been healed. I can't guarantee it'll happen to you if it goes there. It really depends on your... Oh, you have to be open to it in a high vibration. But if you're open to it and in a high vibration, the chances are very good that you will get healed. Everyone on my most recent trip to Mount Shasta this past week got a healing of some sort, either spiritually or physically. I know myself, last September, I'd had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye, 20/40, 20/50 vision, where if I looked long distance, I would just kind of see this blur. Adama, the high priest of Telos and the hollow earth, came to me last September while I was dreaming. And I remember it now. He asked me, he said that you can see crystal clear spiritually now. How would you like to see physically crystal clear? And I said, I'd love a healing. So the next morning, I'll never forget, we were camping up in the mountain, and I opened up my tent. I looked out at the trees and everything was crystal clear. And I said, oh my God, they did it. So my eyes have been crystal, had perfect vision since that time. My other friend, Jason, from Vancouver, Canada, he had the same thing happen to him as well. And so a lot of miracle healings happen in August. I'll give you another story. In August of 2018, there's a fellow from Austria, and he had come, he must have been in his late 70s, and he had Lou Gehrig's disease. He had it for a number of years. And I don't know too much about Lou Gehrig's disease, but it's kind of like your nervous system starts to fall apart. You're unable to walk without effort, and it comes quite hard. Most people die from it. But we were all praying for him on Mount Shasta, and Adama gave him a healing. And I'll never forget, he suddenly stood up, and he ran about a mile and a half, 2 miles back to his car. And he was so happy. He used to be an athlete in Austria, and it worked out real well for him. Last year as well, there was a lady on my trip. She lives in Shelton, Washington, named Eva, and she'd had Lyme disease, I think, for the last 20-25 years. She got it when she was living on the East Coast of the United States. And anyway, we did some prayers and meditation for her in a healing circle, and she was she came to me with tears in her eyes 30 minutes later, and she said, I'm healed. The Lyme disease is gone. So, it stayed gone since. So miracles do happen, but a lot depends. I can't guarantee it. That'll happen if you come on the trip. And don't ask me how it's done, but it's I consider it miracle healings. If you'd like to come on the trip, just send me an email. The Sasquatch are interesting entities. They're very benevolent. They were actually a hybrid, from what they tell me, of benevolent advanced humans and an ancient sloth that disappeared about 200,000 years ago. The Sasquatch were hybridized with these benevolent humans about 300,000 years ago before the Atlanteans came. And there are four species of Sasquatch here on planet Earth. The ones that look the most like us, they look just, there's one species called the ancient ones who look just like us, but they have fine fur all over their body. And if one of these ancient ones have children with one of us humans on the surface, it's a viable birth. It can do it. There are stories, for example, among Native Americans who had relations with Sasquatch, and the kids born were a little hairy, but otherwise they were totally human. There are three more species of Sasquatch as well. Each one gets progressively hairier, and anyway, that's a very, they're mostly very, very benevolent, and they're here to help us. They shift between the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions, and it's very easy for them to appear in the third dimension, then shift suddenly into the fourth dimension where you don't see them. They communicate telepathically, and they're always around our campsite on the trip. But they're beautiful creatures, and I hope you can come to Mount Shasta sometime to see them. Of course, we always meet with Adam and the people of Telos. They live in the fifth dimension, and what's happening now with Mount Shasta is that the vibrations are now shifting into this higher dimension. We actually here on planet Earth live in the third dimension. The fourth dimension is time, and the fifth dimension is where we're all headed for now. The dimensions around Mount Shasta are somewhere between 3.5 to 4.5 on the dimensional scale. For those of you wondering, well, what is a dimension? There are actually 12 different dimensions. The 12th dimension is the highest dimension. That's where the supreme being or the God, the entity who created all this exists. We've been in the third dimension for tens of thousands of years, and this is quite a significant event in history for this planet and humanity to shift into the fifth dimension. The other thing that I learned last week from Simon, my good friend Simon Parks in England, is that this is one of the few times in history where we will be skipping a dimension. We will shift from the third, then quickly into the fourth momentarily, and then right into the fifth. Normally, planets go through the third. When they evolve, they go from the third, like a stepping stone. We've been at third dimension now for tens of thousands of years. As we shift into the fourth, we won't be there that long, and then we'll quickly shift into the fifth dimension. On most planets for evolution, Simon tells me that it's like a stepping stone, so you'll spend maybe 50 or 100,000 years in the third dimension, then shift to the fourth, and you might spend another 50,000 or 100,000 or even longer in the fourth before shifting into the fifth. But we're all doing it all at once into these higher dimensions. Now, not everyone will shift, because not everyone is a positive high vibration, and not everyone has learned all their earth lessons they can learn. For those people who haven't learned all of their earth lessons yet, they will go to another third dimensional earth-like planet on the other side of this solar system. I've just got a note. It would be good if I could speak slowly, so I will. There's another planet on the other side of this solar system that's like Earth, but it's in a lower third dimension. And for those people who just are not ready to shift into the higher dimensions, they will go to this other third dimensional planet, and that's their choice. But I myself have been here for two Mayan Ketun cycles, or about 52,000 years. Now, people may ask, well, what's a Mayan Ketun cycle? Well, one Mayan Ketun cycle, if you ask your local Mayan shaman, let me see if I get this right, it's 52,800 years. And that represents how long the time takes for this solar system and Earth to go around the central sun in our Milky Way galaxy. So I've been here two of those Mayan Ketun cycles, which is a long time, or just under 52,000 years. And it's been the time that it takes for this solar system and sun to go around the central sun of this universe. I've been told, and you may want to ask, well, what happens to people who really aren't awake? Well, they could go several different places. They could go into a limbo until they wake up for spiritual advancement, or they could just go to this other planet on the other side of the solar system that's like Earth, but it's in the third dimension, where they will learn their lessons, and then they will be given the opportunity to ascend again. And I wish them well. I really do. But one of the messages that President Kennedy gave me several months ago, he said that leave no one behind. He said try to enlighten as many people as you can, so that they can all ascend with humanity on this realm. Because if they don't make it now, they have to wait a long time, relatively speaking, before they'll be given that chance again. So. At any rate, that's the purpose of my show, and I'm so happy for everyone's help. Now I'd like to bring in Admiral Halosaurus. He is the Pleiadian Admiral in charge of the 2 million spacecraft now orbiting the planet. Many of those craft are drones. Many are staffed by Pleiadians, but many also are drones, actually. I was actually on his ship a couple nights ago. He invited me up, and I'll never forget what it looked like. The interior of the vessel was half organic and half metal. And the crew men and women of the ship, they actually controlled the ship, not with, you know, levers and that kind of thing. A lot of them used touch screens with different colors on the screens. But they also mostly controlled the ship through their thoughts. Thoughts, of course, they are in the fifth dimension. That's where we're headed now. And thoughts are very powerful in the fifth dimension. Actually, Terry, my foster mother, who taught me how to talk to the other side, told me that thoughts are things in the fifth dimension. So as we shift into these higher dimensions here on planet Earth, your thoughts will become very important. If you think negative thoughts, you can cause negative things to happen to you. On the other hand, if you think positive thoughts, you can create a beautiful and happy world. That's why it's important. That's why I always try to emphasize the positive whenever I can. I know there's negative things out there, but it's always good to be positive, because you can help create good things if you think positively. Now, many may ask, well, what do they look like? What do the Pleiadians look like? Actually, they look just like us. We are seeded from them, and we are just like them, except they are in a higher dimension. The Pleiadians are also called the Seven Sisters, and if you look at their star map, there are actually seven different stars with different planets around them. Admiral Halosaurus tells me he's from the planet Alcyone, A-L-C-L-Y-O-N-E. That's where their base is. And his planet is 424.6 light years from planet Earth. And don't ask me how many miles that is. It's just an astronomical amount of miles. But what they do to get here quickly is that they go through a wormhole. They bring their whole mothership into a wormhole in the Pleiadian constellation. And then they go through it. It takes about eight, nine hours, he says. And once they go through it, then they pop out in our time-space continuum here where planet Earth is located. And it takes them another day to decongest. It's a little bit like having jet lag, except you have like space lag when you do that. But it does take them about a day or two to adjust, and then they're back again. So that's how they use this planet, that's what they do to get here. For those of you interested, I do have some pictures of them that I got in Switzerland many years ago. And all of their pictures look just like us. Their spacecraft have been here since November of 2018, after the fires in Paradise in Malibu, California. And they will not directly intervene, however, unless they're asked. And they're here monitoring our ascension. And they do want to help us in any way they can. They want to tell us that we have a beautiful and bright future ahead of us. Admiral Halosaurus is now, he's about, how far are you up? Quite a ways. Looks like he's close to 40,000 feet above the surface now. He's directly above Mount Shasta, and I'm talking to him at his ship, and he's asking me to convey these messages. He says you will make it through this. He said there are many different extraterrestrial species and groups watching this planet now. many are actually scientists from other civilizations watching how we do and what choices we make. President Kennedy is now here, and one of the most important messages he wants to give us is that we are all one. Irregardless of our race, creed, color, or language, we all have the spark of the supreme being or the prime creator within us, or God, if you will. And that goes true with plants and animals, too. And President Kennedy has an amazing message. He said that once you realize that we all have the spark of the creator or the God within us, we won't need to fight anymore, because if we hurt somebody else, we're actually hurting ourselves, aren't we, if we're all one. The other amazing thing that I'm being told now, too, and this is both from Admiral Halosaurus and President Kennedy, is that the amount of light around the planet, positive light around the planet, has really increased this year, believe it or not, in spite of all of our challenges. In January, before a lot of things happened on this planet, the quantum light around the planet was 65% positive energy, which I think is pretty good. It's more than half positive energy. Since that time, he says it's gone up to 85%. So in spite of all of our challenges, we learned to come together and care for each other more, I think, and that's what he's saying now. And pretty soon, he said, within the next year or two, probably within the year, we will, the entire planet will be one bright white light ball of pure light. And when that happens, we will shift into the fifth dimension. The other thing that both Admiral Halosaurus and President Kennedy is telling me is that through our own actions and hard work, we've been able to accelerate the ascension process. As an example, oh, Nostradamus is here now. Okay. He wants to give some messages. Nostradamus, at one point in the late 1980s, Nostradamus said that we would shift into this fifth dimension by the year 2038. And today, it's now July 2020, so we are 18 years ahead of schedule. And also, too, Nostradamus did make a series of predictions about a third world war starting in Bosnia-Herzegovina, in the Baltic states, starting in about, I think it was 1995, 93, 95, something like that. And he said at that time that war would eventually spread to Western Europe, England, and especially to the United States, with many cities in the United States in rubble from the destruction of these nuclear bombs by the year 2005. Well, last time I checked, our cities are still intact. Sure, we've had troubles, but our cities are intact. We haven't had any wars, fortunately. No nuclear wars, thank God. And we have challenges now, but I know we're going to overcome them. So we are far ahead of schedule. And he told me, Nostradamus, one thing interesting. He told me about 5 years ago when I first contacted him back in February of 2015. He said that at that point, all of the old predictions he had made about a third world war here on the planet were being thrown out, because we ourselves, humanity on this planet, had all made good decisions to make this world a better and happier place. I'll never forget, back in the spring of 2015, the media, they were talking a lot about maybe a possible war with North Korea. That didn't happen. None of it happened. And actually now things are peaceful with North Korea, and I'm so happy for them. And we are on track to create a much better and happier world. So Admiral Halosaurus says that if you'd like to see him in the sky, just look up his craft is a kind of a rectangular shape with a big bright white light in the middle of it. It's half organic, and so if you send lots of love and light to him and his ship, especially to his ship, the ship will respond. We did this on my last trip to Mount Shasta, where a group of us focused on the ship. We could see it up there in the sky above Mount Shasta. We asked it to go left, and it went left. And we asked it to go right, it went right. And we asked it to go up, and it went up. And then we asked it to go down, and it went down. So it was responding, and it was communicating with us. At that point, Admiral Halosaurus, last July, a year ago, beamed himself down to our campsite, and we could actually see him it was, we could see him in the light of the campfire. It wasn't real clear, but we could definitely see he was there. This time, I have been in direct communication with him, but it's all been telepathic. He's quite, they're quite busy up there, and he is protecting us. Everyone who came on the trip was protected and is protected on their their way home. As I said, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta again August 27th to September 3rd. If you'd like to come along, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. One of the questions that's come in now is about the Earth shift. And the question is, will this planet shift again on its axis? Admiral Halosaurus said that in the past, what's happened is that civilizations have gotten to a high advanced state technologically and spiritually, and then the planet shifts on its axis and everything's wiped out. That's happened with a regularity of about 100,000 each 100,000 years. One of the reasons why the Pleiadians and also members of the Galactic Alliance are here now helping us is because they are stopping the planet from shifting again on its axis. So there will be no Earth shift. So he said, don't worry about that. What he once urges people to do is to treat each other with love and respect and always think with your heart mind rather than your logical mind. The logical mind is tied to the third dimension, and but the heart mind is tied into the Supreme Being or the God within all of us, and that'll help you more than anything else to reach the right decision of whatever you're doing. He says again, all of the spirits say that they would like to change places up with us here if they could, and we have a beautiful bright future ahead of us. He appreciates your love and support. You can ask him for help if you like, but again, he's not going to intervene without your permission. Like on Star Trek, there really is the prime directive of advanced civilizations generally do not interfere in developing civilizations like Earth unless they're asked to, and that's different. So they do respect free will. They could come in and clean up all the pollution on this planet. Now they could clean up lots of places, but then he said that we wouldn't learn the lesson, would we? The Earth itself is like a giant school, where people are all on different planes of existence and learning different spiritual lessons. So anyway, we're all here. We all asked to be here. Some people are not from most people aren't from here anyway. And some people they won't ascend instead after they're just here to experience this shift into the fourth and then fifth dimension. And then they'll go back to their home planet. Other people will come back to this planet and be offered the choice of either reincarnating into the fifth dimension or going back to their star family. I myself am planning on going back to the Pleiadians, where I came from, and I'm very much looking for that. You might ask, well, what is it going to be like in 5 or 10 years in the fifth dimension? Admiral Halosaurus says that we will all communicate telepathically. And the amazing thing is that when you are in the fifth dimension, all the colors get very, very bright. For example, if you're wearing a red shirt, those reds on that shirt will be very, very red. Or if you look at the blue sky, the blues will be very, very blue. Or if you look at a green tree or green grass, those greens in both the trees and the grass will also be very, 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 very bright. It's a little bit like being at in the Rocky Mountains or in the mountains of Tibet or northern India. Because when you're up at about the 9,000 to 10,000 feet, 12,000 feet elevation, the colors are actually much brighter because there's less oxygen and things vibrate at a higher rate. So that's one of the things that you'll notice. There's a physicality in the fifth dimension that's like the physicality of the third, except that people do eat in the fifth dimension, but they won't need it as much because they could live off the prana or energy of the sun. So that'll be a new, an interesting experience. The other thing too is our longevity will increase to at least 1,000 years. That's the average. And we will join other advanced human civilizations across this universe where we will experience very, very long lives. the people of the Hollow Earth, Adama, they were actually a Lemurian civilization that originated from the Pleiades. They have been underneath Mount Shasta for about 12,500 years. And how they got there is an interesting story. There was a war that the Atlanteans, a militaristic part of the Atlanteans, instigated 12,500 years ago. They used nuclear and crystalline technology to destroy much of the planet in an attempt to control it. It failed. They ended up destroying a lot of places on the planet, and including Lemuria. And the one interesting thing, one thing I like about the west coast of North America is that it contains the landmass, the former remnants of Lemuria. The former remnants of Lemuria go from Mount Shasta in Northern California all the way to Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia up in Canada. That whole area along the west coast is very, very spiritual because it contains the soil and rocks and the mountains. They all contain the energy of Lemuria. That's why so many spiritual people come to this part of the world. There are, of course, many other spiritual places in the world. Tibet's very spiritual. India is very spiritual. Sedona is very spiritual. There's many other places as well. It's not the only one, but it's one reason why many spiritual people are drawn to this part of the West Coast from Mount Shasta all the way up to beautiful Vancouver Island in Canada because of that wonderful spiritual energy that that people get here. I'm getting some messages in. Let me see if I can answer any questions quick on the air. One question I'm getting in now is how long will this last? I mean, these challenges we're facing, things should be wrapped up by the end of the year. I mean, it could even end tomorrow if we all made the conscious decision to, if we all made the conscious decision to make the world a better place. But this will not, humankind has always been plagued by challenges, and this is yet another challenge which I'll know that we'll overcome soon. But if you have any other questions for Admiral Halosaurus, please send them to me. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And Eric, if Carolyn's available, we can bring her on early if you like. But just let me know, and I'll keep talking. The area is a very beautiful place. One thing I want to tell you is that while you're here, the energy stays with you. You feel very, very uplifted. And in a continual good mood. it's a wonderful feeling. That too in the world. Sedona is another spot, I think, where there's a lot of good positive energy there. But Mount Shasta has a special significance for me. I love it down here, and it's always nice to come here. And one thing that I like seeing too is that people on my trips that go there, you know, it's a wonderful feeling to see somebody be given a new pair of legs so they can walk again where they haven't walked in maybe 20 or 25 years. I can't tell you the feeling I had when I was able to see again crystal clear after being, not being able to see clearly for, I don't know, 30 or 40 years. Both Adama and Admiral Halosaurus of the Pleiadians say that we will have the ability to heal ourselves in the future, just like these miracle healings now. And many times when you have a physical ailment, the cause of that is actually a spiritual reason. So what the ancient Egyptians said 5,000 years ago in Egypt, they said that everything has a spiritual cause. So if you heal the spiritual reason for your illness, a physical illness, you can automatically heal or cure whatever ails you on the physical level. One criticism of modern medical science, I know there's a lot of really good doctors out there, but many times they need to look at also, in addition to their physical work, they need to look at the spiritual reasons for any kind of physical problem, because often spiritual reasons will be the cause of a physical problem. I'll never forget, you have to kind of pay attention to your intuition when you're up in the mountain, because the Pleiadians will communicate with you telepathically, as will do the Sasquatch. Often the Sasquatch will also show themselves in the third dimension. I know many times
I remember one case, Michiko Hayashi from the Imoto Peace Project was walking around the campsite, and she looked off to her right, and suddenly she saw the Sasquatch walking in the opposite direction. And the Sasquatch was just as surprised to see her as she was to see him. When I was driving down Mount Shasta on a mountain road last September, I saw a Sasquatch cut right in front of me. I'll never forget it. And it looked like a single frame of a movie, where 1 minute he was there and the next minute he was gone. He was in the third dimension for a very, very brief minute. And then he was in the fifth dimension in the next minute. So it's just amazing. Often if you're out in the woods around here, and this goes for the Cascades too, around Seattle, is that you can feel their presence. They're around there. Although you may not be able to see them physically, they are there. There are places up in the Cascades I went to a couple of years ago, it must have been 3 or 4 years ago now, where I could sense the presence of the Sasquatch there. But you couldn't see them with your eyes, but you could sure feel their presence as well. This is the same thing that's happened to me and my group when we went down to Lake Titicaca in southern Peru back at the end of last January. We walked up to the Stargate, and we could literally hear the voices and singing of all these beautiful children from a garth in the hollow earth singing to us. And we thought there was another tour group there, but after about 10, 15 minutes, we realized that there was nobody else around in this dimension, and they were singing to us from the fourth and fifth dimensions. That was really, really good. The other thing, too, is that when you go into the other dimensions, things which appear physical and solid in this dimension aren't. It's like the I'll give you two stories. It's like the Stargate Amaramuro at the southern end of Lake Titicaca in southern Peru, where the rocks started turning into jello. Several in our group, we all touched the rocks with our hands, and then the rocks started turning into kind of jello where you could press your hands into it. It was the strangest feeling. that's what happens. I've been told by my spirit guides that the records of Atlantis are actually hidden in three places on the earth, and one of the places they're hidden in is in the paw of the Sphinx outside Giza in Egypt, outside Cairo in Egypt. The reason why they haven't been discovered yet is because our vibration, humanity's vibration, needs to go a little bit higher. We're almost there, a little bit higher. And once we reach the fifth dimension, then we'll be able to access those records from Atlantis. And won't that be an amazing time? The Atlanteans say that they've deposited records of their civilization in three places on the planet. One's in the left paw of the Sphinx in Giza, in outside Cairo in Egypt. The second place is at is on the Yucatan Peninsula, and the third place. Okay, great. Thank you, Eric. The third place is in Bimini, just off the coast of Florida. So, but we can't. It's in solid rock now. But once our vibration reaches the fifth dimension for the whole planet within the next 2 years, we will be able to access those records of the Atlantean civilization. So that'll be just amazing. Well, I'm finishing a little early, and I've got Eric. Thank you so much for your wonderful help as always. Carolyn White's here. She's a wonderful aura reader from Olympia, Washington. Carolyn, she was going to join me the show at 3, but I'm going to bring her on early. So, Carolyn, how are you today? Carolyn, can you hear me okay? Okay, we'll wait till we hear her there. But she's a fantastic aura video aura lady with her husband. They do aura photography in Olympia, Washington. They also do a lot of healing for people. And anyway, I'll just keep talking until we can reach Carolyn. I was going to say that if you'd like to go to Peru, the tentative dates are October 10th through the 28th. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And our dates again for the Shasta trip is August 27th to September 3rd. I'm so happy that parts of the country are opening up now. And so people can travel once again. I don't see any problem going to Shasta at the end of August and early September. And it'll be, I know we'll have a lot of fun. If you're interested, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And let's see here. I'll see if Carolyn, are you there? Well, we seem to be having a. Okay. Carolyn, are you there? Okay, let's try it again. Carolyn, are you there? Okay, well, it's too bad. We can't hear her. Anyway, I wanted you to know Admiral Halastoros and President Kennedy and Nostradamus say that we all have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And, you know, our thoughts do create our reality. So it's always important to think very positive. One thing I have a problem with, sometimes the mass media in the United States especially can be so negative, but there are a lot of good things happening on the planet, and I know that we have a beautiful and bright future. If you have any questions to ask Admiral Halastoros or Nostradamus or President Kennedy, please email them to me, at outofthisworld1150 at gmail.com. And I'd be happy to. He'll be happy to answer them for you. The world is a beautiful place, and like Louis Armstrong said, what a wonderful world we have. It's I think we're very lucky to be alive at this time. What Admiral Halastoros and Adama tells me is that we all asked to be here at this point in history. And I know it's a challenge sometime, but we all ask to be here. We'll see if we can get Carolyn on now. Carolyn, are you there? Oh, what a shame. We still can't hear her. Well, hopefully we'll get this sorted out. Eric, I appreciate your help so much. During this next hour, we'll be bringing on Carolyn Carolyn White, who will be on from 3 to 3:20 p.m. talking about her wonderful healing techniques. And after that, I'll be bringing on a fellow named Dr. Todd Humphreys. Dr. Todd, as I like to call him, is a wonderful healer. He lives up in Mount Vernon, Washington, and has an office in Bellingham, Washington. And what I like about Dr. Todd, as I like to call him, is that he's got a lot of really talent in him, and he's able to really help people with all kinds of different health and spiritual conditions. He's got a degree in naturopathic medicine from Bastyr University in Seattle. And he's got a good heart, too. He treats a lot of people just out of the goodness of his heart, and I really like him. So that's why I wanted to have him on for the next hour. The world's a beautiful place, and I'm so happy you're all listening today. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And that I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this earth a much better and happier place. And I hope no matter where you are today, you're all having a beautiful and happy day. And we'll be bringing on Carolyn White here at the top of the hour. Apparently, we're having some problems with the audio. But and also, too, I want to tell everyone, I'm happy to give you a reading if you like. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I have a special now running for $50. And if you'd like a reading to talk to your loved ones regarding, you know, any good advice regarding your career, relationships, or even why you're here, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. I also want to tell you, on my tomorrow show in San Francisco, I'll be bringing in Ole Domegaard, who's been a wonderful man. He's been working for many years for world peace. He actually, in 2016, won an award in Prague for the Prague Peace Prize. It's not as well known as the Nobel Prize Peace Prize, but it's wonderful. It's a prize for working hard for world peace. And we'll be talking about how to make the planet a better place on my show tomorrow with him. He's from Sweden, but he's actually in Spain right now. He got stuck there during the virus shutdown, and he's still there now. But Spain's a beautiful country, and I know you'll enjoy listening to him. Oh, good. We finally got Carolyn on, and we've got about a less than a minute left. Carolyn, can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me, Ted?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Yeah, we've got about 30 seconds left now, but just enough to say I'm so glad you could come on, Carolyn. And Everyone, please stay tuned for our next hour. We'll bring on Carolyn White. She's a wonderful healer and an aura reader, and I know you really enjoy her. So please stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.